We're here at Grand Palais for the annual running of the bulls, Paris Photo. It's an extraordinary event because it's 200 galleries, it seems like, and it fills the room, which is a very big room and a wonderful venue for this kind of thing. One of the things that's so successful about this venue is that the big contemporary photographs look wonderful here. They're full of life and light and color, and they don't seem so monumental as they might when you get them home and realize that it won't possibly fit in your living room.
Describe the Grand Palais and why there's so much light.
The Grand Palais is like a greenhouse on steroids. It's this extraordinary structure with the glass roof and these wonderful steel beams, and it looks organic and orgasmic simultaneously. One of the things you see here besides the photography galleries are the representations of the books, because there are a number of booksellers. And for a collector, anyone interested in photography, a photographer, whatever, it's really delightful. And for someone like me who's been around this for a while, it's hard to actually look at the photographs because you spend so much time catching up with people who've all come to Paris, because this is where everybody is and you want to see everybody. And so you could die of air kissing here. I met Susan 3 years ago at the Paris Photo, and we did a little tour of this. And it's very hard to offer an overview of her other than to say that it's almost too much to take in. It's now the afternoon. I've been here since 11. I got halfway through half of it. So that would be a quarter. And you're very intent on seeing everything, and it's a wonderful mix of contemporary work and vintage work, and it's an overwhelming amount of material to react to. And it's always some little beauty that'll jump up and spin in my eye, and go like, oh, what's this little jewel? And it always seems to be something that you don't expect. I'll tell you one. I did see the strangest series of still life pictures by Larry Towell, who's Canadian, Magnum photographer, a real classic Magnum photographer. And he had these portraits of handmade prosthetic legs from Afghanistan. And I thought, well, that's pretty specific. But they were really so surprising because the subject matter was so weird to begin with, so unusual. That's the delight of this show, is all the unexpected material that even if it's been around a little, most dealers showing contemporary try to show very, very new stuff. But so much of it is a surprise that you haven't seen it in New York or someplace else around the world.
What else has surprised you today, aside from the, even though you've only been through a quarter?
Yeah. There's a great Mizrak, Richard Mizrak. I adore him. Wonderful American photographer who, if you had $50,000 and wanted to buy something meaningful for your living room, I'd buy that. Mm-hmm. There's something here for everybody. There is a gallery that the dealers all love. There's a very private pleasure here. A gallery called Lumière des Roses, and he's specializes in rather high-end vernacular work, unauthored, kind of found photo thing, press photos. He has a really good eye, and he's a really good picker, that he is able to sort out this really unusual material. And I find it revealing that at the end of the day, when everybody's just wasted, tired, you find the dealers in there looking at those pictures because they remind you what was so exciting about seeing photographs and getting turned on by photographs in the first place. So it's like a recharging station. It's like everybody, half the people are looking to recharge their phones and the other half are in this gallery recharging their eyes.
Thank you, Bill Hunt.
Oh, Susan, I love you.
Paris Photo itself may be over, but there are still many photographic exhibits up for you to see in Paris's museums and galleries throughout the month of November. For RFI, I'm Susan Owensby.